You deserve a very big thank you. 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 Let's sing it one more time.
Another Thursday to gather in God's presence this midday at Bethel Encounter to pray is just by the grace of God. Today, we want to acknowledge the grace of God. The grace of God. We're going to read three scriptures, and if anyone can volunteer to read the first scripture for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 to 10. 1 Corinthians 15, 9 to 10.
1 Corinthians 15, 9 to 10. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So kindly take note of what we just read in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7.
Ephesians 3, 7. Whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the scriptures you read, kindly take note of them, because I'll be asking questions. And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Okay. So we have read three scriptures. Before I come back to the scriptures to ask questions, I'm going to read two other short scriptures. Just listen carefully. In John chapter 5, verse 23, this is what Jesus said. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. The Father which hath sent him. And then 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always, and I think there's a popular scripture that a lot of us know, now thanks be unto God, which word always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. We are discussing these scriptures in light of the theme for today, acknowledge the grace of God, acknowledge the grace of God. So I'm going to ask a question. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, which says, therefore, by grace are ye saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God. What can we say about the grace of God in relation to every believer? What can we say about the grace of God in relation to every believer? And anyone can answer.
Every believer is actually called a believer because of the grace of God. Because by that grace, salvation came to us and took us out of the world and brought us into the kingdom of Christ.
Okay, is it by something we have? Is it by beauty or our stature?
No.
Okay, so the rich can be saved, the poor can be saved.
Yeah.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with what we have done to merit that.
No. Scripture really says that God is not a respecter of persons. So okay. It's not really about who the world sees you to be.
Okay.
Once the grace is available for everyone who dares to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, and then you become a part of Christ's family when you declare him as Lord.
Okay, so our entry into the kingdom of God in the first place is by the grace of God. And we need to establish the fact that we are all believers just by the grace of God. Now, when we go back to Ephesians 3:7, and now it goes beyond now just a believer to now be a minister. And here Paul says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. So for someone to be a minister in God's kingdom, what do we see here? It's also by what? The grace of God.
Yeah.
So, where can you say that sometimes we err? We err in regard to this acknowledgement. How do we sometimes go off track and fail in this regard? Especially in our day.
I would say that education has brought us some, or exposure, knowledge has brought us to this place where we understand something called talent, we call something skill, we call something know-how, we call something intelligent. And so it makes us forget that everything we have, or the calling, is actually from God. I don't know whether it's because scripture does not tell you that your singing comes from God. The scripture does not write it clearly, but it is actually written. That's what he's saying. It's the gift of the grace of God. And so that is why we cannot impress him by the things we boast about. Because if it is, we are music ministers. So the music, the voice, God gave it to you. The life, he gave it to you. The people who teach you and help you, he gave it to you. The calling is from him.
It's not that we are where we are because we worked hard or because we made certain sacrifices that other people didn't make. Because here Paul is saying that whereof I was made a minister according to the gifts of the grace of God. Maybe in my church because I served more, or I served the most. That's how come I've been acknowledged, or I've been anointed as, not to say God anointed me, but I think within the church I have been ordained as a minister within my church because of that sacrifice. I always come for rehearsal and I'll do all those things that others don't show up, but I'm always showing up. That's how come I've been given that. So is it not because of some work that we're doing?
We do the work. I want to make reference to Paul's statement in 1 Corinthians 15. He said, I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, by the grace of God. Whatever you think you are doing is actually a waste when it is not in the grace of God. If we are talking about serving in the church, if you were sick, if God didn't keep you healthy, you wouldn't be able to serve. If God doesn't give you life, you wouldn't be there to serve. If you didn't know what to do, if you didn't have the knowledge, the common sense, to recognize the service, this is how it is done. Okay, so this is how I can do it. The understanding to be taught, all that God gave to us. And so,
The common sense part of it, I didn't get right. So is that what, wisdom or what?
Wisdom, yes. Okay. So let's say yes, the wisdom. The wisdom to know how to things.
Okay.
And it is also wisdom to be submissive to be taught. So it all comes down to wisdom.
Okay.
All of it comes from God. Like man, and I think we should trace back to the beginning when man was made from dust. Until the Lord breathed into man, he was just a pile of dust. Okay. He was just a creature made from dust. It took the breath of the Holy Spirit that made human human.
Okay.
So it means that Drop everything you think you are bragging about. You are just dust. Everything else, once you breathe and your breath is from God, everything else is from God.
Okay, so it is very easy to say these things, but in the line of our work as servants of God, there are times that we go off.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's very easy.
Yeah, so I'm asking the last question. What are some of the ways we go off that we need to come back and realize that, hey, it's by the grace of God where I am? How does it manifest when we are going off, when we realize that we need to come back to it?
Okay, I think sometimes is when we have achieved, we think we've achieved to a certain point, and okay, we attribute it to our hard work. You put in your hard work, but it's by the grace of God. So sometimes that's where the mistakes come in.
The achievements.
You attribute it to your hard work.
Okay.
And then if you are not lucky and in trying to bring yourself back to the point of humility, people also begin to use their words to raise you up. Oh, you've done so well. Oh, God bless you. I was blessed by your ministration. Oh, we want to see you come to our program. Then people are calling you here and there. If you are not careful, you begin
so
to
praises
move off
from people.
People, yes.
So achievements, then, one, praises from people.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, any additions? What else, please? We have just 2 minutes more. Achievements, praises from people. What else sometimes, or how does it, what are some of the ways that sometimes we go off? Sometimes don't we feel down because of the burdened because we feel that we are carrying so much weight instead of realizing that we have to leave it with we have to allow God to deal with things? Sometimes don't we feel that we are supposed to be responsible to get things done instead of relying on the grace of God?
It happens. It happens easily. And it goes back to mental positioning.
Okay.
And then your surroundings. And that's why we must always be soaked in the Word of God. And it's the Word of God that will constantly remind us of the things we need to be reminded of.
Okay.
Because when you're in an environment where you're expected to work hard, and you are working hard, and you are making it, because secular people too are working hard and making it. So you can also easily decide to attribute your success to working hard, because somebody who doesn't know God or doesn't believe in God and all the grace is also working hard and making it. So then what then makes the difference?
So what about the one who is working hard and not making it yet? Like, you are doing everything that you should do, but you don't have certain results yet. So you feel that, is it that something is wrong?
When it comes to God, his measure of success is based on his will. You can be doing everything that is outside his will, and you might even be seeing physical success, but to God it is not success because it is not in his will. So it is not about what you think you are doing. It's about what God wants you to do. And whatever God asks you to do, he provides the grace, he provides the resource. And even when it is not time for you to exhibit physical success, you are already succeeding in his eyes because you are in his will. That is the difference between us and the secular people. It is making sure that you are in God's will. It's about what God sees, what God's measurements are, and not what we see with our physical eyes. And so if it's this self-actualization thing about humans that at a stage you expect to be at a certain place, it's because of the systems that have been set and examples. And people have managed to set systems that craft our minds in those directions right from the day you are born, that you're supposed to go through school. Once you are in school, it's okay when you are not married. Nobody will mind you. Once you are done and you start working, marriage becomes a problem because you're expected to be married. There are systems and they have timelines. So when you look at those things, you will begin to feel like you are bearing the burden. But okay, if Jesus could even take money from the mouth of a fish, God knew that at that point he would need to prove to the people that tax paying is okay.
You must give to the government to do what they have to do. So then the provision was made, and Jesus exercised faith to receive the provision to do everything he did. And Jesus was always acknowledging God. And so if we say we are children of God, our map is Jesus. Our example is Jesus. Every time, whenever Jesus did something, you see in scripture, and they gave glory to God, if people are not talking about you, it means there's a problem. It's either you redirect it to God, redirect them to give the glory to God, or before you realize, you are taking the praise and feeling like you've acquired something because you worked so hard. That's what I think.
It is by the grace of God that we have access into God's kingdom. It is not by anything that we do. Regardless of where you started, it is only by God's grace that we can have access into the kingdom of God and have access to eternal life. Today, as you've heard all these discussions, you must know that you must totally and completely dedicate your life and your ministry. That's for those who have already given their lives to Christ, you must completely dedicate your ministry to the Lord and not try to carry it on your shoulder. For those who haven't given their lives to Christ, you must give your life completely to the Lord. You must commit your life completely to the Lord and stop fighting it out yourself, because you can never, never, never do it alone. The God who created you, he has made that way for you through his Son, Jesus Christ. So just pray this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I come before your throne humbly asking for your mercy. Forgive me of all my sins and every way where I tried to do things on my own. From today, be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever, and grant me your Holy Spirit, that by your grace I do mighty things in your name. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Just give your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@globeministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
Bethel Encounter continues tomorrow, Glorious Friday edition, from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Please make time to pray, and as you do so, God will fill your life with great testimonies. Amen.
I wish you the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
God bless you for joining us. We'll meet again at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.